Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Resurrection Sunday Morning. This is Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Sunday morning. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 John 4:17, we will find these words. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And another scripture I would like to read with you this morning is in 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but yet not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. The week of resurrection AD 33 changed the world. Never had 7 days of time had such a profound effect on the past, present, and future of civilization. To say it's changed the world would be a gross understatement. Every being in heaven was aware of the consequences of these 7 days. Every man, woman, and child who were spiritually minded was plugged into the soul of this event. From the foundations of the world, nothing was more important than Resurrection Week 33 AD. No event had surpassed the importance of these 7 or 8 days since. Of course, what I'm speaking of are the events from the triumphal entry of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem, riding the colt of a donkey, to the disciples discovering his empty tomb. We call it Palm Sunday to Resurrection Sunday. I know there are those who have questions as to whether he died on Friday or Thursday or Wednesday. It should not matter to you which day of the week he was crucified on. What matters is, early one Sunday morning, before daybreak, his Father in heaven raised him out of death. And unlike Lazarus, Jesus never had to die again. In Romans 6:9-10, we find these words, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion or control over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. There are two very important points being made here. Number one is that he was raised from the dead. The angel said to the women at the grave, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? You who are alive in Jesus must stop looking for life in dead things and dead places and dead people. You are alive. You need never to look for life in dead places. Like Jesus, we are raised from the deadness of this life. Death can never have dominion over him again or over you again. Death and despair and hopelessness can never be a factor in his life anymore. The second point is, Jesus lived. He was raised to live, not just exist, or not just to survive, and not just to subsist, but to live. The existence many of us call living is only daily survival, barely holding on to a thread of life. The resurrection of Christ not only meant that he was awakened and then to rise up as someone is awakened from a night of sleep, but the Bible always says that he was raised from the dead. This is a very emphatic word in the epistles. Romans 8:24 tells us that the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead was God himself. Romans 8:11 tells us, "But if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies." In Acts 13:30, the Bible says, "But God..."